We're about to deliver you all the best bits of Carrie and Tommy. But what about dinner? Say hello to HelloFresh Meal Kits delivered to your door with quick and easy recipes and fresh seasonal ingredients. You'll be serving up something delicious in no time. HelloFresh. Inspiration delivered.
Yeah, for the start of another week, how are we, guys?
Honestly, I'm not sure how I'm going to go if the schools go into lockdown. Because if I have to homeschool, so we've just had a weekend, just a couple of days back to back, and I'm really ready to be at work. Yeah. I don't know how we're going to go when it's week after week after
I love how Disney thought releasing Frozen into the homes of people was going to help. I realised that I know songs from that just from you singing them. And I thought that on repeat is the one thing that will make this situation worse. It is a new era that we are currently in. I hope everybody's doing the best they can. I like seeing the little glimmers of hope. You know, the Italians singing on the balconies.
Oh, isn't I know. But did you see a lot of...
I mean, give you the shits if you were under them.
I thought
that
was so beautiful.
Shut up, mate.
If you hadn't had human contact in weeks, that would be the most glorious sound.
What, you'd want this?
Do you know what was really bad? I saw all these celebs, these singers, retweeting how beautiful because they'd been told that the singers were singing their songs. And it turns out they'd just been dubbed over and they're
actually just singing their favourite soccer tunes from their favourite clubs. It's an adjustment for us at work as well because obviously TV shows don't have any live audiences anymore, but I'm a professional and my first joke
night,
on the project
first,
last night.
Right.
Yeah, don't worry, mate. I knew exactly what was going on.
No more handshakes, and that's something that I'll be practicing.
It's also going to be weird seeing our Prime Minister go up to people and go, hey, bro, and just dapping out with an elbow.
That will be weird.
Yeah, I forgot we had no studio audience, and that I thought, wow, my first joke didn't really get off this wall. Thanks, guys.
It wasn't your best joke, though, anyway. If there was an audience, how much of a laugh would that
would have
got?
Would have had to be a generous audience.
Yeah, it would have. I would have had to be
That was actually from 2 weeks ago. And
there was an audience.
Yeah, there was an audience. We actually had 1,000 in that night. It was one of the biggest shows we've had. Hey, huge show coming up because...
We need to discuss the weekend and what we both got up to because we both did very different things and I'm not sure who's going to be laughing at the end of all this, you or me. We'll discuss it next.
Okay.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, we had very different weekends, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I was doing the last comedy shows before, well, I thought lockdown was imminent because they've announced, in a weird decision, I thought, Scott Morrison came out and said nothing on Thursday night and then 12 hours later said, actually, we're going to ban events, mass gatherings of over 500 people. But no, let's have a good weekend, boys.
Yeah,
it's not too after the weekend, Monday. And so I went down and did some shows in Tassie. And they were
the
great.
Yeah, I know.
And now for the foreseeable future, I mean, I still,
like many
For the next month or 6 weeks, my shows have been cancelled. But they're going to be rescheduled for later in the year. But then after that, we just keep waiting. But so I partied. I was like, well, if we're going to go down, we may as well go down swinging.
I partied too.
How'd you party?
With a whole bunch of five-year-olds.
Oh, you made an amazing cake.
Well, it was Evie's birthday. We were meant to have it out in a venue, but because of Corona, we couldn't have it at the venue. Yes. So what was meant to be a very easy party for me became a party at my house, which was
Because you were going to have the party in Wuhan, right?
And Evie was very good about it. I came to her and I was worried she was going to be upset. And I said, Evie, we need to have a chat. We've had to cancel your party where it was going to be. And she said, no, I heard on the phone, it's the Corona, isn't it? And I said, yep, it's the Corona.
I don't know. I got to say that's so cute. And then I was like, oh, is that really depressing?
No, well, I'm trying to not be panicky with them about it and be very chilled about it. But I feel I may have given off a panicked vibe over the weekend because I did go to Woolies 4 times.
Mate.
Something hit me on Friday. A friend asked me what I had at home. And quite genuinely, I hadn't panic balked. I haven't been one of those people. And I didn't have any. I would not have had enough to last us beyond probably a week. And so then I thought, I'll go to the shops. I went at night. Well, there was nothing left at all. So then I went the next day. Still nothing left. And then I think that put me in a panic. It got to the point.
Panic breeds panic.
I was buying bread making flour, thinking I'll start making my own bread.
That's the first thing you said to me. You showed me a picture of something that has been on the shelf since the Great Depression. And you said, I'm thinking of making my own bread.
I reckon that actual packet has been on since the Great Depression.
Yes. Because ever since then, everyone's gone, well, we'll make our own bread.
I couldn't get yeast, so I can't make my bread yet. So I've got the flour, but I don't have the yeast. Anyway,
we should point out, too, that you've never shown that much of a zest for cooking.
What do you mean? I cook all the time.
Sorry. So sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's someone that doesn't know me very well. Sorry, offended. I get my son to cook all
yes,
the time.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, Ollie cooks all the time.
The reason you say you love HelloFresh so much is because you're like, oh, finally, I hate cooking and HelloFresh makes it easy.
No, I do love cooking, but I am wishing Mum had kept a bread maker that I mocked her for all those years ago. But I couldn't get toilet paper, couldn't get tissues, couldn't get nappies, yes. couldn't get anything. Mm. So I went back at 6:30 this morning. Mm. You think I sit around watching movies before I come to work? No, this morning I was one of those people in the shops, and I did get toilet paper and all the things. I got formula for a friend who's got a baby who can't get formula. I did all this stuff. But now I'm so set. I've got so much food that will be fine, and I'll be able to share it with friends if they need it. But it was funny because I feel like I have perhaps clicked the switch into crazy mode.
Yeah.
Because Chris this morning went to eat Vitaweets and I said, was that from the corona pile? And he said, what do you
mean? The panic pile.
I said, you can't take the food from there. That's for later if we need it. And he's looking at me going, there are shops still open. And I thought, that is from a man who hasn't been to the supermarket this weekend. Like, you.
Do you know the only reason
you
I went to the supermarket?
Nothing.
To get you stuff. That's the only stuff I bought.
Well, you got me if baby Panadol because I couldn't get baby Panadol anywhere.
If we go into lockdown,
yep.
do you know how long I'll last given what is in our house? An hour. I have half a pack of mission chips and 500 grams
how
of
How have
hummus.
You let them go? Normally you get them down straight away.
Yeah.
Well, you can come to my house because I feel like I've got enough now that will be sorted.
I don't know. Okay.
If
great.
It depends what you want to eat.
Yeah.
It's just really weird stuff because there wasn't a lot of normal food left.
Yeah, I can't wait
so
to taste
really
that
creative.
Yeastless homemade bread. We're having unleavened bread and nothing for dinner. Oh, great. Thanks, because.
But we thought it would be funny, right? Because
yes.
I think you're in two camps.
Yes.
You're either like me and you're now.
Hoarder.
Well, you're a little bit prepared.
You're a
ready,
hoarder.
Because we don't know what's going to happen.
You're a hoarder.
Right? Or we're like you and you're just hopeless.
Hopeless.
Hopeless. 13 1060. Call us. And we want you to do is we don't want you to tell us whether you're a hoarder or hopeless.
Yes.
We want to guess what you
it.
Are. We want to hear a little bit about yourself, what you got up to on the weekend, and we'll work out whether you're a hoarder or
I
hopeless.
I reckon we'll be able to tell just from the tone of your voice. If you pick up and you go,
sound like
hey guys, or if you pick up and go, oh my God, guys, this is a real thing, then we'll probably know. Give us a call, 13 1060.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking hoarding or being hopeless.
Hopeless.
Because Bickers has gone out and she now has enough food to feed a small army, which she will soon be distributing when she realises the excess of her ways.
No. I have enough now that we'd be okay.
For how long? 7 years.
I reckon.
Years.
No. No, a couple of weeks.
An Olympic cycle. A couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I have nothing. Because Bridie, I'm an idiot and I think we're all going to be fine. Bridie, can I firstly start with your name? Your name,
yeah,
hang on,
Bridie.
I know your name. Sorry, Bridie. Sorry, Bridie.
How old are you, Bridie?
That's what I meant to do.
I'm 32.
Do you have a family?
No, I've just got a partner at home, so, yeah, successful.
What did you do on Saturday night, Bridie?
Saturday night I got drunk. Isn't that what everybody does?
So
I don't know if she's throwing us off the scent, but I definitely think if you don't have kids, you're less hoarderish. I feel like you're a bit more chill about it.
I also think if you're going out drinking, you're more of the mindset of...
we'll be right.
Of drinking while the shit goes down kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I am going to guess you are hopeless like me, Bridie. Is that correct?
Well, I've just become a hoarder today.
Wow.
I've converted.
You're late to the party. That's what happened to me on the weekend. I was very slow to catch up. But now I'm feeling good, Bridie. You feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm feeling much better, but I'm on my way to another supermarket now. So.
Bridie, oh, she's really hoarding now.
Yeah, you're making up for lost time. What are you getting, Brides?
Well, I realised I forgot the real essentials, which are cigarettes and alcohol.
Yeah. She's somewhere in the middle, I think.
Yeah,
she's a hopeless hoarder.
I'm so worried about food, but, hey, I need other things.
Yeah, booze. Booze is good. Good on you, Brides. Thank you.
That's weirdly not what people are hoarding.
Booze?
Yeah. Because if we do have a lot of time at home, you'd think people would want to be able to... I hope people don't just spend their time doing that. I feel like a whole lot of problems could come out. Anyway,
you know
this has gotten a lot more serious than we intended for it to be.
Do you know what I have a case of under the desk here?
What?
Have you looked?
No.
I'm not even joking.
Oh, my God, you've got corona.
Yeah, I've got a case of coronas.
For comedy or just
no? I got given them for something. I can't remember.
Oh, that would have been before this all happened. Do you
think it was as it went down.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey. Lynn, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Lynn, tell us a bit about yourself. What do you do for work?
I work in the chemist.
Oh, you should ask Lynn about what you're wanting to talk about before.
About which bit?
Yeah, not having aspirin.
Oh, yeah, Lynn, I haven't stocked up on Preventer because I'm hopeless. Am I going to be able to get my Seretide?
Yeah, you should be able to.
Oh, good on you, Lynn.
There's some coming in all the time.
This is great. Lynn, I think with your attitude...
Yeah, I reckon she's hopeless, in a good way.
Yes, I reckon you're hopeless. Are you hopeless?
I'm certainly hopeless.
Good on you, Lynn. Is this because you know you've got access to all the good gear?
Yeah, sure. Except for the last.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie and Tommy doing it all thanks to HelloFresh, inspiration delivered.
Oh. I tell you what, delicious food ready to cook fresh to your doorstep. In times of self-isolation, HelloFresh could be the best thing in the world.
Absolutely. You can still eat delicious, healthy food, get back on your feet.
And feel like you're doing something because you're cooking it as well. So it's not like you're just getting a dirty takeaway box. Yeah, great stuff, guys. Hey, up next, Bickers. I've just got a prison story for you. I think that's a good enough tease. I love prison stories, and I've got one for you. It's next. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Guys, I've got a bit of bad news.
You've got no idea. You went out to get a coffee during that song, and you've come back, remembered you were meant to be bringing us something, and you've got a lot of paper in front of you and nothing that's of help to you.
I've got it. My playing cards in front of me because I'm trying to learn...
I'm trying
to learn new magic tricks.
Can you learn it after hours?
I thought if we're going to get locked down...
You'll have plenty of time soon to learn to do magic.
Yeah, I thought if we're going to get locked down, I want to come out with a new... It's about diversity. Diversifying, guys.
Yeah, that's when I'm going to get really big on TikTok.
Is that when you're going to get big on TikTok?
Or get on TikTok.
I didn't think there was anything that could make magic look sadder.
But more TikTok.
So the reason I didn't do much research on this story is because I got the headline wrong. So I wanted to bring you phones, and I'd still love to hear from you on this. What did you learn to do from a movie, right, or TV? 131060, give us a call. Because I read the headline.
What, like a knot or something?
I read the headline on this website that says, man watches prison escape movies in prison.
Yeah.
Prison guards ignore man watching prison escape movie. Yeah. Man escapes from prison.
That's a long headline.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's on a website I really like. Anyway, but then I linked to it, so I didn't even bother reading the article because I thought that's all the information
I needed. So you
thought
the guide learnt how to get out of prison by watching a prison movie?
Yes, because it says he escaped by putting a dummy in his cell, jumping over the wall and getting into his girlfriend's getaway car.
But then I've gone.
Yes. Yeah.
What? How?
In his cell, so it looks like he's sleeping in his bed.
Oh, I thought you meant like a dummy, like a baby's.
Imagine that if someone looked in the cell and just thought, well, there's a pacifier there, so... I assume everything's okay. I can't see the man, but it's not just going to be a pacifier by itself. But then I've read the story a bit, and I don't know where the movie bits come from. Maybe I just made it up from the other website. So anyway, this guy
have you got any other examples of things people have learned from movies?
Oh, yeah.
you don't?
No, I do. There was that thing.
I learned to kiss watching lots of movies.
Did you? Pretty Woman.
No, I was never allowed to watch that. No, it's a bit hectic.
What did you? Oh, Lady in the Tramp.
Other things you learnt to do watching that movie.
Diversify. That's how in these times you learn how to make money on the side.
No, I meant anyway. Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
Kissing was all I was at that point.
Okay. Lady in the Tramp, is that where you learnt to kiss?
No, like 90210 and watching shows like that.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, they're not movies, but yeah.
No, that's fine. I'll take TV shows because, once again, it doesn't apply to this story at all. Mm. But it is pretty fascinating, a prison escape.
People have learnt to speak English watching MasterChef.
Oh, my gosh. I've got a great one for you. I didn't know that. Is that people in India?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my golly gee gad. Strap yourselves in, gents.
In India, right.
A guy learnt how to play guitar from himself when he had an accident and lost his memory. He had recorded, he was a professional guitarist, and recorded these things like a DVD teaching people to play guitar, and so he learnt guitar off himself.
That's absolutely amazing.
Isn't it?
Okay, well, now that's better. Forget your stupid... Yeah.
So what are we doing? When did you have amnesia? Should we do that?
No.
I haven't got any calls for this, mate. Not even the story applied to it.
131060. What did you learn how to do from watching a movie?
This guy didn't do that.
No, but other examples did. Look, calls are coming in. Just stick with what
we've got one. That's Caitlin's testing the phone.
No, it's not.
Give us a call, 131060. What did you learn to do from a TV or movie, or have you had amnesia? Give us a call, 131060. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy. We're asking what you learnt from a movie or a TV show because this guy was watching prison escape movies in prison and then escaped. And then I realised that didn't happen, but I didn't have a plan B.
But we discussed lots of other things that we've discovered happen, like people overseas learn to speak English through watching MasterChef.
Yes, you learned to kiss from Pretty Woman.
I learned to kiss. No, not Pretty Woman. No. Oh. Remember, I told you I was older when I watched Pretty Woman.
Oh, okay.
90210.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. Casey, what did you learn to do from watching a movie?
Our dog had an allergic reaction. We couldn't work out what it was. We thought it was grass or something. And one day my mum and I were watching Rizzoli and Isles, the TV show, and their dog had a lot of the same symptoms, and they took her to the vet and they said a lot of small dogs are prone to having a chicken allergy. So we looked it up, and that's exactly what the problem was. We stopped giving her chicken and they're fine now.
I love it, Case. That's
putting
great.
Vets out of business.
What was the show?
Rizzoli and Isles. It's
I've never heard it either.
Rizzoli and Isles.
Yeah.
Is it still on, Case?
Is it American?
It's kind of in the same era as like Bones and all of them. They all kind of came out at the same time.
Just named another show I don't know.
Bones. Oh. You know Bones.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't know Bones.
Oh, Rizzoli and Isles. There they are. Look
I
at
thought
them.
It was going to be a show. I thought that was going to be the name of two dogs, but it's two quite fetching women. thanks, Case. Let's go to Corey. Corey, what did you learn from a TV show or movie?
All right. So my father-in-law on the weekend was choking on a piece of steak.
Yep.
And I seen in the movies how they go up and bear hug him from behind and, like, pound their chest.
The Heimlich.
And, yeah, the Heimlich, that's it. And I done that, and then he brought it back up, and I was like, whoa. Yeah, I didn't know
that's
it was going to work.
Great. Corey, did he – one of my favourite things with the Heimlich is the resulting spit across the room of food.
Which feels very film-like.
Yeah, doesn't
but
it?
But does it happen in real life?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. He, as I'd done it, he, like, brought up, like, froth and saliva in a way.
Oh, oh God.
And how far do you reckon the bit of steak went?
Oh, probably about a half a metre.
Because I reckon I want to see that.
You're a hero, Corey.
You are a hero, yes. Corey. Also, how there's a demonstration sport at each Olympics?
Hmm.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? The Heimlich spit. So you go in as a pair.
Hmm.
One's got a choke on it.
I'm not.
Let's go to Steve. No. G'day, Steve.
Oh, g'day. How are you going?
Good, legend. What'd you learn?
I learned how to do the Fosby flop from watching the 1972 Munich Olympic Games.
What were you doing before that? Were you doing the scissor kick over
the
high jump?
Yeah. I don't know if I know this.
Scissor kick and the high jump. Absolutely correct, yes.
Yeah, the scissor, so it's a high jump.
Yeah.
It's the one where you go over backwards. Yeah. I think it's named after the person that invented it, isn't it?
I believe so, yes.
But that's the bad way to do it. You're doing the Fosby flop. Or that's just what high jumps referred to.
That's the best one.
That's the best way, yeah.
And did you win, Steve?
Well, once I did it the first time with no practice. And as at an event, and I actually won the event, yes.
Oh.
This is great.
Won the high jump.
Great. Think of how much better we're going to be after we all go down into lockdown and we just say good to our
just
TVs
watch
and movies.
Old Olympics.
Think of all the stuff we're going to learn, guys. It's incredible. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. World's gone mad.
It has.
But good thing is,
actor
Tom Hanks, who's been quarantined because he's had corona.
Tom, no thanks.
He's on the mend and he's expressed his gratitude for all of the Australian medical workers who've been caring for him and Rita, his wife, during their isolation. He's put out a message saying, thanks to the helpers, let's take care of ourselves and each other. However, he attached an image to his tweet and, well, like nothing can go without being controversial at the moment. Everyone's lost their mind over this. Have a look. What can you see?
It is a little kangaroo holding an Australian flag.
Yeah.
And then Vegemite on toast. Is it about the Vegemite?
Yeah.
He's put Vegemite
like
on toast.
Like he was putting Nutella on toast.
Oh, yeah. And and there appears to be one bite out of the toast. That's because you would not have another bite after that bite because there's enough Vegemite. That's a year's supply of Vegemite.
I think it was meant to be an expression of we're thank you and we love Australians. Only Australians have gone. That's not how you eat Vegemite, mate.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's
and our kangaroos don't actually carry Australian flags.
It has helped me though.
There's also a koala clinging onto that little tube of Vegemite.
You know how I couldn't find yeast anywhere for my bread that I'm going to start baking at home?
Yes.
Yes. What if I just added Vegemite, because Vegemite's so heavy in yeast, to the bread? I could just make Vegemite bread.
Is it? Is I know it's a yeast extract. Mm. Is it still heavy in yeast?
Isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, yeast makes it rise, doesn't it?
No, but yeast,
Vegemite's a yeast extract.
Yeah, because it just used to be from the bottom of beer barrels.
Yeah, I think it's a byproduct that gets left over. So you need the yeast to be active and alive to eat the sugar to do the fermenting.
Okay, I've lost interest. Tom Hanks.
I love when Bickmore's wrong and she gives up.
No, I just don't care enough. What I love about Tom Hanks, though, I feel like he is a non-honorary Australian.
I feel like he's an
honorary Australian. Even Amy Sharp, you know how Amy Sharp put out a message saying, "Hey, Tom and Rita, this was last week. If you need a place to stay, I've got a house in the Gold Coast. I'm away. You can rub your hands all over everything. I don't mind." And now Tom Hanks has tweeted her back saying, "Thanks, Amy. We should organise dinner once I'm feeling better."
Wow.
He's going to stay. We're never letting him go home. In fact, he probably won't be allowed back into America. So we might be keeping him for a while. Anyway, it made us think about what you don't know how to eat. He doesn't know how to eat Vegemite.
Edamame. Right?
You didn't know how to eat edamame.
No, first time I ate it, I just chucked the whole beans in my mouth and thought they were really chewy. And then a waiter went, "I don't think you've ever had those before, have you?" No, these things, I'll never have them again. They're disgusting. I've done is that what they're called? Pandan leaves?
What?
You know those leaves?
When you have fish cooked in bamboo leaves or whatever.
And I've tried to saw open that whole packet of bamboo.
And just eat the bamboo. Jesse, what did your dad do on a flight?
He got upgraded to business by just pure luck years ago. Never flown business before. They gave him a little fancy cheese that was in wax. And he just ate the whole thing and was chewing on the wax for ages.
But the thing about that is, I feed my daughter waxed cheese, like cheese that's covered in wax. It's not fancy. It's just a little baby bell or whatever.
Yeah. I love those.
How does he not know that you don't eat the red bit?
I know. And also just the idea of red wax through someone's teeth in business class when they say,
"Can I have another wine?"
Are you enjoying business? Oh, yeah.
Jesus, weird.
The food's a little on the teeth. But, oh, it's great.
Everyone's talking about how amazing the food is in business. It's like, I found it all a bit chilly.
Couldn't taste anything after it.
Anyway, 13, 10, 60. Mm-hmm. What did you have no idea how to eat? Basic things that everyone else knows how to eat, but you didn't know.
13, 10, 60 is the number. Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers is TikToking over in the corner, which is a sentence I really didn't want to have to say.
Oh, that's a really good one. That's Jimmy Fallon TikToking. I want to learn that one. Anyway,
we are on air. We're on air.
Sorry. What are we talking about?
We're talking about food that you didn't know how to eat because Tom Hanks, who is coroned up at the moment, posted a picture thanking the Australian medical services people and put some Australiana stuff in there, including toast with Vegemite like no one has ever eaten Vegemite.
Yeah, well, Lead and I argue about this because I have a little bit of Vegemite. That's how he has his toast.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, I know.
I have a lot of butter and a bit of Vegemite.
That's exactly how it should be done.
This is a whole other talk topic.
And what did you not know how to eat?
I didn't know how to eat fish that was served in a brown paper bag. I thought that it said on the menu, fish in a brown paper bag, but I thought it would be like rice paper. And so I'm cutting through this paper bag and put my first mouthful. And I'm thinking, this is just terrible. And then I looked across the table and a friend had also ordered the same meal and she had removed her fish from the paper bag.
It's like when you get nougat, Anne, and in the olden days you'd eat the paper that was around the nougat, but sometimes you get it now and you can't and see they're chewing through it. Like, this is not one of them.
It wasn't a fish and chip shop. It was a restaurant. I didn't expect it to be in a brown paper bag.
It was fancy.
Fairness to them, Anne, they did describe the meal as fish in a brown paper bag.
But I was having a bit of an off day. Yeah.
I would have done the same. Good on you, Anne.
Dot. What did you not know how to eat?
Well, it was my parents. When they came to Australia from Romania, someone gave them an avocado and they opened it up, threw away all the green stuff and spent about an hour trying to open the pit. And then they just throw it in the bin because they just couldn't work out how to eat it.
Oh my God, that was like $5 thrown down the drain there.
Yeah.
Oh.
And what did what did they think was inside the pip dot?
Well, I don't know, the avocado that you're meant to eat.
Yeah.
Oh, Gemma, tell me this is not you. What did you try to eat?
I was at a hen's party and I didn't know anyone there. In front of me, there's a bowl of nuts. I was like, I'm a bit hungry, I'll have some. And there were pistachio nuts. So I put one in my mouth and I'm like, what is this crunch? And I couldn't crunch it. It was disgusting. And then I could see people around me like peeling, like shelling their nuts, eating them. And but I had to swallow it and cut my throat open pretty much.
I mean,
hen parties get wild, don't they?
They do, they do. As far as a hen's party and a nuts in the mouth story, I thought it was going to be way filthier than it was.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because let's talk about these the brothers in the States. 17
the brothers that I just think sucked in. That's what I think.
Yep. 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer they bought. Bottles that are worth
a
buck each. Yes. Bottles that are worth a buck each. And they were putting them on Amazon, selling them up to $70 a pop.
They drove thousands of miles to pick up as many bottles as they could.
Yes.
And they spent between $10,000 and $15,000 on their haul.
Yes.
And then Amazon's putting a restriction on it.
Yes,
and
I find.
You can't profit off coronavirus.
And worldwide media have piled onto these brothers and, they've said, how dare you do this?
Well,
in such
I fell
a time
victim to. Well, I didn't. Chris fell victim to someone. I don't know whether it's obviously not these brothers, but he said to me the other day when we couldn't find hand sanitizer or toilet paper, he said, babe, I found it. And I was like, brilliant. And it was only on the weekend that I happened to say, how much did the toilet paper cost? He said, I got it off eBay for $66. And I was like, amazing. That'll keep us going for ages. And he said, just a 24-pack. And I'm like, $66. And then I said, how much was the sanitizer? And he said, a small little pump pack was $16.
Yep.
We've fallen victim to these people, marking up stuff.
I think this is maybe a good realization that this happens to us all the time. I agree that people are outraged by these guys, right?
I was more outraged that Chris didn't know how much toilet paper normally costs. But
but people are outraged. They can't believe that people would do such a thing.
Would profit from
but
something like
this.
This
is what pharmaceutical companies do all the time. This is how they operate. They sell life-saving drugs that they could produce and do produce for a fraction of the cost, and they mark it up to the hilt and force people who want to keep living to buy these drugs. And we don't seem to be outraged.
I know.
At that.
I guess, yeah.
And these
you
are
know
people.
What, you're 100% right. So that you don't think of them as people, you think of them as a big company.
Yes,
you're thinking
but that
these
makes
as
it,
individuals.
But that
but
makes
I know
it even worse because instead of one person who's trying to make money and not thinking, this is a board of people who all sit around in a room, and the whole board goes, "Hey guys, this is great. This is a great idea. Let's keep doing this." Not only that, those products are also often government subsidized. So not only do we pay for them, are we paying our taxes to reduce the cost of them to make them affordable in the first place? So it's great. Be
I try
be
not to
outraged.
Think about it because then I think about all the theories that I hear, but I'm not going to go into those theories. But anyway, they make me upset about the fact that there may be, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I just hope
you know
that this is, yes, I do.
Yeah.
I just hope that maybe this is a catalyst for change. I hope maybe that people go, oh, it's not these two brothers in the States.
But I think at the moment when in terms of the pharmaceuticals, we don't have another option. So it probably won't be a catalyst for change because we just need to keep buying them. Which
but
you don't have
every,
to buy it off eBay.
But if every person was as outraged about these two brothers in the States as they were about the state.
What, lobby the pharmaceutical companies? I know, but that feels so big. It's like trying to change
the
banks.
Yeah, but that's
the
problem.
Like that.
The problem isn't two brothers.
Yeah. I mean, they're a problem as well.
They're not, though, because now they're not doing it, and yet the pharmaceutical companies will keep going on anyway. I don't know what the answer is.
We'll go prop them up and help them out then.
Oh, God, someone build me a placard. Let's take to the streets. Oh, no, self-isolation.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Monday afternoon.
We've just been told because we speak to Hughie and Ed
in a little bit of time, guys.
In a little bit of time, we'll be chatting with Hughie and Ed before their show. And we've been told they're from home today because one of them's in lockdown or both of them are in lockdown.
Yeah.
Got to find out what's going on there.
It's very topical, isn't it? Makes us. Yep, anyway.
Are you doubting Hughie and Ed's lockdown?
Well, I think it's very convenient that the most talked about thing, it wouldn't surprise me that Hughie is wrapped that one of them has directly been affected by the biggest talk topic
we'll
of the day.
We'll find out soon.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Now, there is so much corona news to wade through at the moment. It's coming in thick and fast. So I thought I'd do a bit of work for everybody.
Yes.
And each day bring you a little bit of corona bits, the stuff you might not have heard but might be helpful to know.
We're up to our nips in corona bits.
Yep.
Great.
Up to your nips in it. Europe, they're saying, is now the epicenter.
Is it?
Yes.
Good on them.
Italy, Spain and France have recorded their highest single day death toll. In Italy at the moment, over 1,800 people have passed away from coronavirus, and all of Europe now is heading into lockdown. It's a crisis over there.
Epicenter sounds a lot more positive than
I was misleading.
You came in
there,
with quite a lot of energy. You said Europe is now the epicenter.
No, I was coming in with the energy of somebody that's been prepping.
Yes. As in for doomsday or prepping
both,
for the segment?
Both. I've got a lot of energy at the moment. Okay. Australians, though, are queuing to buy toilet paper. Yes. We know that. But over in America, they're queuing to buy guns. It has led to a huge surge in the number of people going out, queues around shopping centres, trying to find semi-automatic weapons, which is crazy.
I think before we think that's too grim, it is grim, but Americans do this in any time of, like,
but
any
crisis. But that's what I mean. Isn't it interesting that our craziness revolves around toilet paper and theirs. I feel like I'm okay with our craziness around toilet paper.
And if you've ever tried to wipe your ass with a shotgun, you know that it's just not practical.
It's almost as bad as a gummy nut. Like I used to.
A gum nut? You never wipe your ass with
remember?
A gum nut.
I did. A honky nut. A honky nut. I told you that.
It's not a thing.
A honky nut is a thing. Oh my God. Google a honky nut. It's a gum nut.
You're going to have to prove this and wipe your ass with a gum nut.
Yeah, a honky nut. You're from WA, aren't you, Jesse? It's a honky nut.
What's a honky nut?
It's a gum nut, mate.
A honky nut sounds like someone in the US that you would buy a gun to shoot.
Still in Vegas.
Honky nuts are coming.
Still in America, Vegas is in lockdown. All MGM hotels have now closed indefinitely. That's the New York, Mandalay Bay, Bellagio. All of them have, because they want to slow the progression and slow the possible, you know, flatten the curve.
Yes.
In many places as they can. And people obviously aren't going to a place where you're handing over money and handing over chips and all that kind of thing.
And with people in Vegas.
And with people in Vegas.
Do you want to know a little fact that I don't think is correct, but I've repeated quite often? I heard there were more hotel rooms. Not I heard. They told us this when we did a tour of the Grand Canyon in a thing. They said there are more hotel rooms in Vegas than there are in the UK.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yep. You're welcome, guys.
That's actually really depressing.
Why?
Because most people are just going there to lose money. There's that many people at any one given time losing money.
Or, if you're an optimist, most people are going there to win money.
Yeah, and they don't. speaking of depressing, depressing in New York, the mayor.
Oh, great. Let's continue on with the
depression. No, well, it's Corona update. Not much of it's going to be great news.
Okay.
The mayor's office has said that starting Tuesday, all New York City restaurants will be delivery only. So you won't be able to go out for dinner in New York.
Do you want a bit of good news, Corona news?
Yep.
In China, there are reports that it's the first time I've seen blue skies in a while because the pollution of the factories being shut down started to dissipate, and so they are seeing blue skies.
I thought they were starting to gear up for work again, so that those blue skies are going to be short-lived.
Okay, I give you one piece of optimistic
news. I saw that they're getting back into things in China. So, but speaking of delivery only, Deliveroo apparently has a new offering now that you can have contact-free delivery. But you can't do it once the person comes because then it's obviously going to upset people for sudden. You don't want to touch them or see them. But you can request when you order your food if you would like to not have any contact with your delivery driver.
It is a real boom time for those little mail slots in the door, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it there. Just leave it there. Back away.
And back home, if you have seen a letter circulating pretending, it looks like it's from Greg Hunt, our health minister. Apparently it's been a forged letter that's going around saying that schools have been closed. Schools haven't been closed as of yet. Obviously it's a moving feast, but he's put out a thing saying if you see a letter going around on Facebook or online from Greg Hunt saying schools are closed, it's not true.
Yeah, one of the big giveaways was it's written in crayon.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Susie and Ed.
Boys. Hey, boys.
G'day.
How are you?
Well, I want to know what's going on.
There's a dog in the background. Is that your
dog? Front door because we're home because we're on Corona lockdown.
Why are you on Corona lockdown?
Because Ed Cavalier last night tongue-kissed Christian Wilkins.
I tongue-kissed Christian Wilkins a few weeks ago. At that point, I didn't know he was under a Corona
cloud.
Thank you, Carrie. I didn't know he was in a Corona cloud.
But has he seen his father, Richard Wilkins, who's got Corona or not?
Well, this is what we're trying to work out. Apparently, they had a brief encounter at an airport.
That's all it needs to be, mate. You can get pregnant off a brief encounter. You can certainly get corona.
Speaking of pregnancies, I reckon there'll be a few babies born this Christmas time.
I don't know if when Dickie Wilkins and his son are getting together, I don't know if you can get pregnant from a brief encounter.
You know what? It's a fascinating idea, Tommy. Yeah. It's a fascinating idea.
I know exactly what you meant. Don't make it weird, Tommy. Do not make that weird.
How concerned are you, Kev?
I'm not. That's the thing. I'm not concerned, but I'm trying to.
Oh, God.
Why no, you just like no drama, one's been on more, yeah, exactly. That's what you like.
No one likes you've this more than
this.
Him.
Yes. You've heard yeah. this. Have you gone, this is awesome. We can yeah. be on the front page of Daily Mail if we play our cards right yeah. here.
Yeah, that's hasn't so, even got tested. He's not even got tested.
Yeah, but you're going to do that live on the show.
He's not going to clog up the system when he knows he doesn't have corona.
Carrie Bickmore, thank you very much. I cannot tell you the amount of times I've taken four phone calls from him today and they all started the same way. Are you near
there's a spot at the hospital.
I hear the hospitals are quiet, he keeps saying. I'm like, I don't
past
think
the
they
hospital.
Are.
There's no queue. You can get in there.
I feel like, was there a discussion between the two of you at some point last week where you went, look, one of us has to get corona. It's very on trend right now. It'll really cut through with the ratings.
Well, yeah, and if we could link it to Dancing with the Stars, it really helped me out. You know that? And if we could
How
get rid of Christian Wilkins.
Without a crowd last night.
You know, Carrie, it was fine because apparently I get too caught up in the crowd anyway. So
you nearly got kicked out. Didn't
yeah,
you?
And I was in the bottom two again.
You had to,
I mean, I'm
you
just
had to
not
dance
good at it.
Off.
But hang on. I had to dance
so,
off.
So are you self quarantining except for Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, that's my only time I go out. The only time I'll go out is in front of 250 crew
dancing and in costumes.
There's 400 of them. There's 400 there and they've all got corona, so they're okay. But I don't have it. He was going to come around to my house, Carrie. He was going to come around to my house. Unbelievable.
What do you mean? Well, he's probably because he's fine.
We're meant to broadcast from my house. I said, you've got corona, mate.
He'd stop saying that. You can't start making claims like that. How are you feeling about Comedy Festival being cancelled?
Yeah. Well, I was very grateful we did the last weekend in Brisbane because ScoMo wanted to go see the rugby league. So, but that was good fun. Look, yeah. It's not. I mean, it is what it is.
It's fine for us. It just yeah, sucks for all the casual staff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but this is not just. It's not just comedy. It's everyone.
No, so many industries. Yeah.
All
I know.
People are just going to be. Going broke, the banks have to say no interest. Honestly,
that's true. Actually, we need to stop on it. Yeah, we do. We need to pause on interest until this thing can sort itself out. Right. Small nuts. Business, etc.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway,
I saw a very interesting thing. I was just reading then about the number of if there's school closures, the impact it's going to have because the number of women who will need to stay home and 80% of our healthcare workers are women, and we're going to need more and more healthcare workers because yes. everyone's going to be getting sick. But
well, we had a nursing student tell us the other day that her placement has been postponed, so it's going to take her longer to become a nurse. And we're like, the last thing we should be postponing is nursing placements, right?
I know.
Now.
Life is crazy gosh. At the moment.
We're not going to solve it right now.
So let's go to a song. Hughesy, we have a problem. That's when you'll solve it.
Oh, my goodness. That is unbelievable.
Hughesy and Andy,
that is an unbelievable plug.
Now that the Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast is done for another day, time to think about dinner. Let HelloFresh take the stress out of dinner time tonight, tomorrow, and the next. With everything you need for easy and delicious dinners delivered to your door. HelloFresh. Inspiration delivered.